if sent over an encrypted telephone link to a password-protected fax server. Confidential information may be discussed in person, by telephone within the company, by telephone outside the company if encrypted, by encrypted satellite transmission, by encrypted video conferencing link, and by encrypted Voice over Internet Protocol, VoIP. For transmission by fax machine, the recommended method calls for the sender to transmit a cover page. The recipient, on receiving the page, transmits a page in response, demonstrating that he, she, is at the fax machine. The sender then transmits the fax. The following means of communication are not acceptable for discussing or distributing confidential information: unencrypted email, voicemail message, regular mail, or any wireless communication method, cellular, short message service, or cordless. 4. Distribution of private information. Policy: private information, which is personal information about an employee or employees that, if disclosed, could be used to harm employees or the company, may be delivered only to a trusted person who is authorized to receive it. Explanation: private information in a physical form, that is, hard copy or data on a removable storage medium, may be delivered in person, by internal mail, sealed and marked with the private classification, by regular mail. Private information in electronic form, computer files, database files, email, may be delivered by internal email, by electronic transfer to a server within the company internal network, by facsimile, provided that only the intended recipient uses the destination machine or that the intended recipient is waiting at the destination machine while the fax is being sent. Facsimiles can also be sent to password-protected fax servers. As an alternative, facsimiles can be sent without the recipient present if sent over an encrypted telephone link to a password-protected fax server. Private information may be discussed in person, by telephone, by satellite transmission, by video conferencing link, and by encrypted VoIP. The following means of communication are not acceptable for discussing or distributing private information: unencrypted email, voicemail message, regular mail, and by any wireless communication method, cellular, SMS, or cordless. 5. Distribution of internal information. Policy: internal information is information to be shared only within the company or with other trusted persons who have signed a non-disclosure agreement. You must establish guidelines for the distribution of internal information. Explanation: internal information may be distributed in any form, including internal email, but may not be distributed outside the company in email form unless encrypted. 6. Discussing sensitive information over the telephone. Policy: prior to releasing any information that is not designated as public over the telephone, the person releasing such information must personally recognize the requester's voice through prior business contact, or the company phone system must identify the call as being from an internal telephone number that has been assigned to the requester. Explanation: if the requester's voice is not known, call the requester's internal phone number to verify the requester voice through a recorded voicemail message, or have the requester's manager verify the requester's identity and need to know. 7. Lobby or reception personnel procedures. Policy: lobby personnel must obtain photo identification prior to releasing any package to any person who is not known to be an active employee. A log should be kept for recording the person's name, driver's license number, birth date, the item picked up, and the date and time of such pickup. Explanation. This policy also applies to handing over outgoing packages to any messenger or courier service such as FedEx, UPS, or Airborne Express. These companies issue identification cards that can be used to verify employee identity. 8. Transfer of software to third parties. Policy. Prior to the transfer or disclosure of any software, program, or computer instructions, the requester's identity must be positively verified, and it must be established whether such release is consistent with the data classification assigned to such information. Ordinarily, software developed in-house in source code format is considered highly proprietary and classified confidential. Explanation. Determination of authorization is usually based on whether the requester needs access to the software to do his or her job. 9. Sales and marketing qualification of customer leads. Policy. Sales and marketing personnel must qualify leads before releasing internal callback numbers, product plans, product group contacts, or other sensitive information to any potential customer. Explanation. It is a common tactic for industrial spies to contact a sales and marketing representative and make him believe that a big purchase may be in the offing. In an effort to take advantage of the sales opportunity, sales and marketing reps often release information that can be used by the attacker as a poker chip to obtain access to sensitive information. 10. Transfer of files or data. Policy. Files or other electronic data should not be transferred to any removable media unless the requester is a trusted person whose identity has been verified and who has a need to have such data in that format. Explanation.